The sun was throbbing like a shimmering ball in the clear blue sky, and the sun burned under Aladdin's feet. The poor lad in ragged clothes was on his way to the town to try to obtain work and earn a bit of money for food and a new pair of shoes so that he wouldn't have to make his way through the desert in his bare feet. Hunger tore at his stomach like a skulk of ravenous desert foxes, and he was so thirsty he thought he'd go mad. He hadn't had a drop of water for several hours. His eyes were misty as he tried to work out where he was. Suddenly, he saw a blue speck far in the distance. "Maybe it's a spring," thought Aladdin, hurrying along as fast as his weary body would carry him. He'd dip his head in the water to cool down and drink his fill. He gathered what was left of his strength and ran towards the waterhole, throwing himself headlong into it. Soon, his throat wouldn't be feeling so hot and parched, and in a moment, he would get all his strength back and would be up for continuing his trek to the town. He crawled his way forward along the last stretch, worming his way along the sand, his whole body aching as he yearned for that clear, cool spring. He opened his eyes. Now he'd finally be able to have a drink. But where was the cool, dark blue spring? With difficulty, he turned his head, looked around him, and saw nothing of what he had just seen clearly in front of him. How could I have been so stupid? It was nothing more than a mirage. When you yearn for something so much that it almost hurts, you can imagine that you're seeing it and can almost touch it, thought Aladdin. He wriggled like a worm.